I'm April Cummings with your latest sports. The finalists are set for this year's Cayman President's Cup after a dramatic semifinal round in local football. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more on how Academy and Elite secured their places in the showpiece final.
The Cayman President's Cup will feature Academy Sports Club and Elite Sports Club this season after both teams handled the pressure of the semifinal round in convincing fashion. In the first semifinal, East End United struck what looked like a statement blow when Andrew Browning converted from the penalty spot in the 28th minute to give his side a 1-0 lead. But Academy were quick to respond, showing the attacking depth that has defined their cup run. Forward Mason Duval drew them level, and from there it became the Elijah Seymour show. Seymour scored twice in quick succession, finding the net in the 19th and 34th minutes as Academy turned the momentum firmly in their favor and went on to claim a 3-1 victory over East End United. The result underlined Academy's ability to not only come from behind, but also to turn one key moment into a dominant spell of pressure and goals. Discipline did play a part, with East End's Romar Miller cautioned in that first semifinal, a reminder of how physical and intense knockout football can be. However, despite the competitive edge, the officials kept control and there were no red cards issued on the day. The second semifinal produced a more one-sided scoreline as Elite Sports Club overpowered 345 Football Club by 3-0. Alexander Jones led the way for Elite, scoring in the 41st minute and again deep into stoppage time at 90+1, bookending a strong attacking display. In between, Christopher Reeves added Elite's third in the 66th minute, putting the match well beyond 345 FC and sending a clear message ahead of the final. The referee's notebook was busy in that game too, with yellow cards being shown to Elite's Barry Dre Tibbetts and Ashton Belcaris, and several players and even the 345 coach. Coach Groot also booked. Still, CIFA reports confirm no player was sent off in either semi, meaning both finalists can plan for the showpiece without suspension concerns from red cards. With Academy and Elite now through, attention turns to the final battle for the President's Cup trophy and season-long bragging rights. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The race for the women has been narrowed to two contenders after a tense semifinal round. Fusion Sports and Sunset Football Club are now on course for a showdown in the women's final, following very different but equally hard-fought victories. Radio Cayman's Jevi Ebanks has more on that.
In the first semifinal, Fusion edged Elite Sports Club 1-0 in a match that was decided by a late twist. Elite, playing at home, were undone in the 88th minute when a ball into the area caused trouble and was turned into the net as an own goal by defender Fernanda Perez, credited as an own goal in the official report. This single moment separated the sides and booked Fusion's place in the final. The second semi-final between Sunset and Scholars International Sports Club was even more dramatic, finishing 1-1 after regular time and going all the way to penalties. Sunset struck first through Brianna Fong, who scored in just the 7th minute to give her side an early advantage. Scholars hit back late, with Kimberly Salgado finding an equalizer in the 84th minute to force the match to a shootout. Sunset held their nerve, winning 5-4 on penalties to secure their place in the title match. The Women's President Cup semifinals were physical but largely controlled affairs, with several players booked, including Elite's Janique Russell and Fusion's Kimberly Rivers in the first tie. In Sunset Scholars' clash, the referee also showed yellow to Scholars' Jennifer Solorzano, head coach Mario Wattler, and Sherry Tatum, highlighting the intensity on the touchline as well as on the pitch. CIFA records confirm that despite the pressure, no red cards were issued in either women's semifinals. Those matches sit within a wider women's football schedule, with league fixtures continuing this coming weekend in the Women's Premier League. Latinos FC are set to host Fusion Sports Club on the 14th of February, followed by Academy taking on Scholars at the Timothy MacPhail Stadium on the 15th, giving fans another chance to see many of the same players in action. With Fusion and Sunset now through, the stage is set for a compelling Women's President Cup final, featuring one side that left it late and another that survived a penalty shootout. Jevi Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
And Cayman's overseas athletes delivered another strong weekend on the track. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
At the New Mexico Classic, sprinter Jaden Reed continues his indoor form, finishing second in the men's 200 meters in 20.57 seconds and second in the 60-meter finals in 6:58. At the Spire Showcase, Imala Smith-Edwards placed 10th in the girls' 60-meter finals with 7.85, while Alex Irons finished 5th in the boys' 60-meter heats in a time of 7:37. Later jumping 5.96 meters for the 11th in long jump. At the Florida High School Championships, Daquana Howell won her heat in the girls' 200 meters in a time of 24.54 and claimed second in her 60-meter heat in 7.74. At the Bearcat Classic, Aliana Anderson produced a standout performance, winning the women's 60-meter hurdles and a new personal best, 8.39. The time set a new meet record and currently ranks her 5th in the NCAA Division II. And at the UK Athletics National Championship, Serenetti Rankin powered to a second-place finish in the under-15 girls' 300 meters with a time of 41.57. Locally, at Saturday's meet, Cayman Athletics continued to impress with solid performances as they work toward representing Cayman at the Carifta Games in Grenada this Easter.
That is your latest local sports. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.